Well, some new research shows that over half of Australians, in fact, considerably more than half, 58% of people here in Australia, doorbell dodge, which means the doorbell rings or someone knocks at the door and they hide, pretend they're not home. And sometimes that means people are missing out on food deliveries or missing out on spending time with those lovely visitors who've turned up unannounced at your door. The research was done by a home security company called Ring. They say that the top reasons people sometimes pretend they're not home and don't answer the door is if they're not dressed appropriately. They're stuck in the middle of a good TV show. Oh dear. Or they have neighbours who love to chat a little bit too much, or relatives that drop by without notice. Is that you? Do you ever pretend that you're not home and not answer the doorbell? Have you ever hidden to avoid people? 133 693. Joining me to discuss this, Dr. Louise Marler is an expert in body language, voice, and human behaviour. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
Is there anything wrong with not wanting to see people without notice?
I think it's terribly sad. Years ago, it was all very Australian to your home is my home. And my mother used to have open house every Sunday, and anybody could come for dinner. And, we had a big roast. And I don't see that happening too much now. And in England, it was always different. People would hide, English friends would say. And that it's changing here is very interesting, but I think sad.
Do you think that people have become over the years more uncomfortable with dealing with people they don't know at the door?
I think that they definitely are becoming more uncomfortable. One is because we've become aware of people soliciting product and the techniques that they've used. The door-to-door salesman has gone because we've had enough of that. We also know a lot more about crime. And then we've got good reasons after, our lockdown to just lock ourselves away. And we are forgetting the skills of communication, not just in opening the door, but in greeting people, networking. In many ways, we're losing the skills.
So, do you think we're missing out on something by not, just opening the door if someone knocks unannounced?
Clearly, there's a safety issue that people want to be aware of and have something in place. So, having got beyond safety, I think we're definitely missing out on something. That spontaneity, that positivity in going forward and meeting new people, learning new things. If you're worried about something simple like house is dirty or hair, we need to develop skills to just knock that off and go, oh, hair's dirty, sorry about that, or house is a bit messy, never mind. And if people are soliciting product, have different ways of making sure that doesn't happen. But if it's something like the neighbour talks too much or the relatives, we really need to have skills to handle these difficult situations and get through them without running. It's a bit like turning the screen off in our Zoom calls. Stop it, stop it, stop it.
So maybe you can give us some tips then. So if somebody does feel that sort of grip of anxiousness when there's an unannounced knock at the door, what should they do in order to, because we can't just shut ourselves off from the world. What should someone do that they are able to cope with that a bit better?
We tend to hold our breath. We tend to freeze our body. So what you can do is breathe out, breathe out, breathe out. Open your arms, open your arms, open your upper body. Free your body to be welcoming to this person at the door. Maybe listen to their voice. Hello, call out to them yourself. Get sound out of your body. Maybe repeat a mantra, a positive mantra like, wow, this is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity. And have a little ritual. Turn this into a ritual, a little bit like Nadal, who bounces the ball, touches his face, touches his ear before he bounces the ball. The same thing, we need a ritual before we answer the door that will get us in the right mood and right frame of mind.
Excellent tips. Thank you very much. I appreciate you joining me, Dr. Louise Marler there,
Thank
expert
you.
in body language, voice, and human behaviour. I also think